I'm joined by Rafif Jordati, spokeswoman for the local coordination committees in Syria. Rafif, can you set out where the LCC stands on an expanded and broadened Syrian opposition movement?
Well, we think any new developments can be positive. Our goal is to put an end to the bloodshed and to remove the Assad regime. So if the Syrian National Council reorganizes and becomes more of a functional organization, we applaud that. And with the Syrian National Initiative umbrella, and that can bring about regime change, we're very supportive.
What's the LCC's starting position on the new council?
Well, in any initiative from the opposition, the LCC's starting position is that there are absolutely no negotiations with Bashar al-Assad or his immediate circle. So that is the primary condition for us. Second of all, we do not want to see any more Western or other international interference in our affairs. What we would like to do is have this be a Syrian-led and Syrian-managed transition.
You don't want any interference, but you do want foreign arms. How do you square those two things?
Well, the LCC has specifically not called for foreign arms. Many in the opposition have called for support of the FSA, either in the form of a no-fly zone or defensive weapons that can put an end to the daily aerial assaults. Now, the LCC has stayed on the civil resistance movement, and what we are saying is that we do not want to see a transition such as the United States did in Iraq or perhaps in Afghanistan. We want this to be a Syrian-driven initiative. We want to see a Syrian-led transition. So we support and welcome the international community's efforts to help us organize, but we don't want anybody dictating to us who will be part of the transitional government, who will not, or how they are selected.
So do you remain neutral on whether the Syrian National Council should lead the opposition or this new body?
I think right now we're going to maintain some neutrality and see what happens with the meetings. Whichever path is the most conducive to quickly ending the bloodshed and removing the Assad regime, I think is going to garner the support of all Syrians in the opposition, SNC or otherwise. The primary goal is to stop the killing.
Former Prime Minister Riyad Hajjab has been mooted as a possible member of this new council. Is that something that the LCC is comfortable with?
Well, we clearly have to recognize that we must incorporate former regime officials who defected. We need to keep the lights on in Syria, in a sense, and so we need to preserve whichever institutions can be preserved. We cannot afford to completely dismantle the entire government. And so Riyad Hajjab is a politician and a technocrat, and we need to draw on the capabilities of Syrians and assign them in positions of leadership so that we can transition into the next phase of Syrian's history.
Okay, Rafif, thanks very much.
Thank you.